Welcome to another edition of my Wealth Management Ideas from Richardson Financial. Today we'll talk about planning for retirement. First, you should create a written plan. Start with an honest evaluation of your expenses. This is typically overlooked by most households. They simply don't know the details of where their money is being spent. Of course, there are many computer programs you can use to track your spending, like Quicken and such. The mere process of doing this is quite an eye-opening experience and will most likely reveal to you just how much money you are spending rather than saving. You'll need to be sure to categorize your spending into essential items and non-essential items. Next, save more aggressively. That's right, save more. We are a nation of very lazy savers as compared to some other countries, saving in things like 401k plans and IRAs. Be sure to take full advantage of these, which brings me to the next item. Manage your future income taxes. If you are putting away lots of money into 401k plans and IRAs, you are creating larger and larger tax-deferred accounts that you will eventually have to pay income tax on. That's not necessarily a bad thing, but you could give yourself more flexibility by also building up savings in Roth IRAs and after-tax investment plans in addition to the 401k or the IRA. That way, when it comes to figuring out how much income you'll need for a period of time in retirement, you can navigate the tax situation with several different piles of money, some that will be taxed as ordinary income, some that will be taxed using capital gains, and some that will not be taxed at all. And even though you might not feel you've done a great job saving up for retirement, you can definitely start a plan to get a better future tax picture by making use of these strategies today. I'll close here. I hope you found some value in listening to this podcast. Please visit me at richardsonfinancialinc.com or contact my office at 210-317-3118 if we can plan a private meeting to discuss your particular investment situation.